We are learning Masech the Sukkah, Daf Lama Beis Mar Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots in Lama Aleph Lama Beis, the bottom of Lama Aleph Lama Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Niktam Roishoy, that if the top of the lulav was chopped off, it's pasul. So Amar Rav Huna, Lo Yishon Vela Niktam, only if it's chopped off on top is it pasul, Aval Nistak, if it's cracked open, it's kosher. Now, first of all, we learned in the Mishnah, we said over, that's Machlokes Rishonim what Niktam Roisha means. Does it mean just the middle leaf is Niktam, or it means Roiv of the Alam on Niktam? So here, Rashi's mashma like Tosfos is one of Tosfos' pshatim that's Roiv, because Rashi says Nistak, crack means Nistaku Roish Roshe Alam. It means it sounds like most of the Alam are all cracked. So Halacha is Niktam is possible, but Nistak is kosher. Right, the Gemara, Nistak kosher is leaves that cracked open, split open is kosher. By Tainu Tana Braisa, lulav kafuf, a lulav that's bent over, which means, like that could be, it doesn't mean, according to La Rosh Hashem, does not mean a knapple, it just means that the whole thing is bent. Rashi says, Roshay kafuf ka'agman, it's like an ish gibain, which sounds like a hunchback, which sounds a little bit like knapple. So that's one case of psul. The mechaber on that, in Tof Resh Mem Hei, Sif Tes, is like this, im kafuf b'roshay is posul. Only the shedra, which means the spine of the lulav, is kafuf. If the leaves on top are kufim, is kosher. That is kosher. And the Mishnah brings down by Rosh Kosef. I like that better. He likes that better because he knows for sure it's not split. So he actually likes where the leaves are kafuf. So the way those Rishonim learn, it means is that Lulav kafuf means the shedra's kafuf. The Rishonim will argue, and they hold that even leaves that are kafuf are a problem. But Maisa, the Ikar Halach is not like that. But Maisa Mishbura ends off, Bakaponim de'ika achar ravadi esh lezar shalotis bezash roshay alam kulam arubam kufim. The Mishbura speaks out, you should be makbid not to use a knapple. But the Maisa, the Hasidim do use knapple, they don't go with the Mishbura so much, and they hold like the Rosh, says, oyev ani, it's a knapple better. By Tanya, lulav kafuf is, that's one case. Kavitz means a lulav that has coming out of the spines thorns, or saduk, which means split, and we just said saduk is kosher. That's me the kasha from this brisa. So saduk, alkum doim lemagel. If the whole, this is not a kafuf. Alkum means the whole lulav is bent. Doim lemagel. It looks like a sickle, which means it has to be mamish like a sickle. The rishonim speak out, but if it's a little bit bent, that's not enough to be called a psul. You have to look at it very closely. It's not called apostle. Alkum doim lemagel. All those things are apostle. Charis, if it got hard, means the leaves got hard. It's also apostle. Doim l'charis, if just on the way to getting hard, then it's still kosher. Balak upon him, what do you see from this braisa? You see from this braisa that saduk is possible. We just said saduk's kosher. What? So charis means it got hard, and doim l'charis means it started, yeah, the leaves. Leaves, like when the leaves all got hard, they're hugging the spine, they got hard and they're sticking out, they got hard. Doim l'charis means it's on the way. Rashi is hischel l'hakshis v'dayim l'nasa eit. It's talking a little harder, but it's not like hard as a piece, a branch. Akaponim, what's kashin is bryce? It says over here, saduk is porcelain, and Rav Huna said, saduk is kosher, it's stira. Amra papa, it's not shver. To ovud kehemnik. The case of the bryce that says porcelain is saduk, it means it was made like a hemnik. A hemnik is a type of tool that it looks like a fork. If you look at the picture, and some of Gemara's had the Reich Hanano, there's a picture of a fork there. So it looks like a fork-shaped thing. That's what hemnik means. Rashi uses a lashon, it looks like it has two shedra, it looks like it has two spines. It's so split, it's going two different ways. That's a hemnik. So Akaponim was saying that a hemnik is possible. And we'll try to recap, after we see Nechka Tehemus, we'll try to recap all the different shittas exactly. But right now we're saying is that Saduk Kehemnik is possible. Hemnik sounds like Rashi, that's mamash going two different directions. It's a big shaylef on top of a lulav, just it's a split and it looks like two things. Is that called like a fork, or has to mamash go two different directions? The Chazinish learns that a little bit split on top and it looks like it's going two different directions, it's not called a hemnik. But others are more makbid that if you can see a separation to do them, that's called a hemnik. Okum Demel Magal. Then the brisa that if it's bent over like a magal, it's curved like a magal, like a sickle, then it's possible. Amar Rava loya mara lefanav. It's only if it's being bent frontwards. It means you look at a lulav, the back of it has a spine that's bare. So if it's going frontwards from there, that's not normal and that's possible. Aval achrav, if it's going towards you and towards the spine back, that's kosher. Briyasu, that's the way it grows. And Omer Rav Nachman Stodim, if it goes to the sides, Kilafanov Dami. It's like Lafanov, which is Pasul, and that's what we paskin. Others say, V'amrila Kila Achrav Dami, that to the sides, like back, and that's Kasher. But we paskin that Lestodim, it's Pasul. But again, we spoke out, Dafkov, it's Doimel Lamagel, is Pasul, but a little bit bent is not a problem. V'amr Rav, not a Lacha by Lulav. Hai Lulav, the Sog Bechad Hutsa. A Lulav that only has leaves on one side, that's Balmumu with Pasul. It's a Balmum and it's Pasul. Zok the Gemara Vayta. We have to get back to still Nechka Tiyemis, which will come up very soon. It said in the Mishnah, Nifritzu Alav. Rashi learned Nifritzu Alav meant all the leaves came off, and then I tied it back. And it's like a broom. So it said in the Mishnah, it's possible. Amra Papa, Nifritzu means the Ovid Kechufya. It was made like a broom, which means it got all the leaves came off, then I tied it together. Nifridu, it says Nifridu Alav as kosher. That means it's still attached. Just the fruit, they're just spread out. Instead of being hugging the Shadra's spine, it spreads out. Boyra Papa. Papa the Shaila. Nechka Tiyemis Mahu. What's the halacha if the Tiyemis is split? And everyone goes to the Shaila, what's the halacha of Nechka Tiyemis? So you have to right now just tell, what does it mean Nechka Tiyemis? Then we learn the sugya of Nistika. So Rashi learns, because we learn Nistika is kosher, as long as it's not a hemnik. So what's Nechka Tiyemis? So Rashi learns Nechka Tiyemis means that the Shedra actually got split. It was split down the middle of the middle leaf until the Shedra, which is very not common. The Shedra itself split. That's what Rashi learns. Tosfos does not like that pshat, and Tosfos learns that the different Nechka Tiyemis means that all the leaves split, not only one leaf, all the leaves split. That's how Tosfos learns that all the leaves split, and there is a Ran who learns that Nechla Tiyemis means just the middle ones split. And he has different shad nistiko what it means. So how does the mechaba paskin legabi this shayla? So the mechaba over here paskins that he passes like the pshat of the roiv alav. That's how he paskins. Let me just read the shulchan aruch inside over here. So he says, "Brias al jalulav kachi kishahim gedolim." They're all attached to each other. The gav shall snei alav onikra tiyamis. Nechla tiyamis beroiva alim psula. So mechab paskins nechla tiyamis not mean the middle of the leaf. It means all the leaves that were attached, all of them roiva them, most of them split as possible. And then that's the shoot of mechab. The Ramah brings down the yesh befarshim loymar the nechla ka ala elyain hem tzoyi the middle leaf shal shedra arashedra mikri nechla tiyamis upasul v'halchi noigim. He brings down the other sheet, the nechla means the middle leaf. That means tula shedra. It shouldn't be split at all. Why not? Ms. Bruce says, because when you shake it, it might split more. So according to Iker Halacha, a lulav that split, even a little bit, is not Pasul Medina. It's only Pasul, first of all, Mechava holds of Shor Kasher, because Mechava holds all the Reva Alam have to be split. Even the Ramah says, Medina, only if it's split till the Shedra is a problem. He says it's a Chumrah not to take anything split at all. Why not, says the Mishnah Berurah? Because because you shake it too much, the whole thing will be split. And according to the Taz, even so, only when it's a sheer tefach does it have this problem. Unless the tefach doesn't have this problem. So the whole chumrah of coming, the mashu is split, is coming like this. It's not a mechaber, it's not a ramah, it's a yesh machmirim of the ramah, who the Taz explains in the Yesh Achmir Mizat Tefach. So it's a Chaya Odom as a Mashu. So everyone just know when looking for a lulav and they worry about a little bit split, it's a Chaya Odom at most, which is, even in the Chaya Odom, it's a Chumr L'Katchila, the Chaya Odom. So if something's a little bit split, it's 100% kosher, you can make a bracha, L'Kuli Alma, even for the Chaya Odom. The Chaya Odom says that if you want to be Machmer, like the Ramah, who says to be Machmer, you should have it completely closed, that means even a Mashu open is a problem. That's the Chaya Odom says.
So it's to take a little split or a knuffle?
I don't know. That's already a good shayla. I don't know. Right. It could be better to take a little split than a knappel. Because some hold that's kafa for the psal. It's a psal. But yeah. Al kaponim. That's the Gemara Shah. Nechka, it's back to Gemara inside. Bara papa. Nechka tiyemis now. What's love nechka tiyemis? So we said a few different shot what it means. Either means roiv alim, or means the shedra, or means actually the middle leaf until the shedra. That's the three pshat and basically the shayim. So what's the halacha? Nechka tiyemis now. Toshimad, Rav Yechonon, Rav Shuma Levi, nitla tiyemis pasul. If the middle leaf, let's go to the pshat, it means the middle leaf. If the middle leaf is nitla, it's pasul. So my lab, hua de nechka, means nechka also. So Gemara loy nitla shani da chasale. Nitla is worse because it's missing. It's chaser. It's missing. It's worse than nechka. Don't be a rabbi there. What? The havmina is maybe the family split. It's kilu. It's not here. That's the havmina, which will be a maskana soon. And so we said no. Nitla is worse. It's chaser. Ikadam Rabbi Yechon Meshum Alevi. Nechla term is nasta commission. Nitla term is apostle. Nechla is nasta commission. Nitla and it's tak apostle. And that's what he's asking. Nechla is apostle. And that Tosfos. The Tosfos is in the beginning of the parak handles that the whole shah of Nikdam Roshoy, and he handles like Nitla. If Nikdam Roshoy is Roiv and he handles Nitla there, Ayin Sham there, that Tosfos talks about Nitla and Nikdam. And it's a big shaila, what's the psul maisa of Nechka Atiyemis? Is it a psul chaser or a psul hadar? In this Gemara, it's mashmash shtikl, it's a psul chaser. Why? Because it says it's ki'ilu, it was taken away. But others say it's a psul hadar. In the Daik Menat Tosfos there, it's a psul hadar. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is the rest of the sukkahs. The halacha is chaser is only a psul the first day of sukkahs, or the second day in the chutzlarts. But after that, it's kosher. Mashekin hadar is the whole week. So then, nafkamina is even a split lulav might be kosher the rest of the week. So if you have a little bit split on the third day of yontif, then like you have to be a major, major brisket to be machmir. Because the first one is kosher, mekadin. And the R sheet as a whole is only psul chaser, so you have a lot of different stones to make. So therefore, if something even gets split in the middle of yontif, don't worry about it. That's for sure fine. Zogtim Aravaita. Says in the Mishnah that when you have a lulav is nifra du'ala, where it's spread out, then the loch is, it's kosher. But Rav Yehuda says, you should tie it. Tanya, Rav Yehuda and Mishim Rav Tarfin, it says in the Pasuk, kapas tamarim, you should take a kapas tamarim, which is the lulav, and we dash from there, the word kapas means kafus, it should be tied. And my yaparu dik vasenu, if it's spread out, you should tie it. We had this in yesterday's blot. Akaponim, the lulav has to be tied, and that's why, if it's spread out, you should tie it. Now, Agav bring in the Pasuk, what does it say? How do you know kapas tamarim actually means a lulav? Only a Ravina Ravashi. Memai the high kapas tomorrow. The lulav, who hang on means the lulav, what we call the lulav. Eimecharusa. Maybe it's the lulav when it turns into gets hard. It turns into like a big Chinese fan or like a big broom, as it looks like. Maybe it's a charusa. Hey, no, it's a lulav the way we look at it. Maybe after it gets hard. Zokimar bein kafus vleka. It has to be tied together. It looks like it's tied together, and this is impossible to do that. Break the lulav. Eimecharusa. Maybe it's the bottom. Of the bottom of a palm tree is just there's nothing coming out. It's just a round trunk. It looks like a trunk with little shoots coming out of it, but nothing major. It's very small. So maybe that's what a lulav is. Maybe that trunk. So Mora says no. Also because there it's ve'emafusa kafus mechal deika pirud. It has shayach to be parud. So our leaves on a lulav could be separated. You could pull them out to make them stick out. Mashenkin on this trunk, there's nothing to pull out. So therefore, it can be. Kafas means something that has to be tied, and this is nothing. This is like naturally tied. There's nothing. There's no period possible. By kafas volume, this is tied the way it is. Loyalam forever. Ve'im kufra. Maybe it means a lulav that starts to get hard, which means it's like a year or two old. So it starts getting hard, but it's not very hard. It's still possibly tied, but it's like sticking. The leaves are sticking out a little bit. So maybe it's that. Hey, no, it's not that. So I want to know, because then it's very hard on the hands. It gets a little hard, and you keep on hurting your hands on that. You cut your hands on that. Doesn't the pasuk mitzvahs are beautiful? And if you're going to hurt yourself every time you hold a lulav, that's not beautiful. Therefore, it can't mean a kufra. What?
The bottom,
I guess, is not so sharp. It's not so sharp. This thing is, when the lulav itself gets a little hard, it gets harder. Maybe it's two clusters of dates, because sometimes a kaf can mean like a cluster. So tomorrow, kapas ksiv. It doesn't say kapois, it says kapas, without the vav. If you look at the Torah, it doesn't say, you read it kapois, but it doesn't have the vav there. So it says kapas, so maybe it's one cluster of dates. Lahu kaf karle, it's not called kapas, it's called kaf. Therefore, we know the word kafus means, the word kapas tomorrow means kafus. It comes from that word of kafus, tied. And that's how we know it means a lulav. So, tomorrow, it says in the Mishnah that tzine har barzel ksheri, it means the lulavim from the har barzel is kosher. What's special about these lulavim? These lulavim, the leaves are not so tall. So each leaf just reaches the bottom of the next leaf on top of it. So the short leaves on this lulav. That's the type of lulav this is. Amar Abaye, lo yishanu, it's kosher, but it has a minimum. The minimum is like this. Lo yishanu shereish shazeh migil tzarik shazeh. The head of this leaf has to at least reach the root of the next leaf. It has to reach the other leaf. Amar ein roish shazeh migil tzarik shazeh. If the leaf, one leaf has not reached the leaf on top of it, then it's possible. That's not good enough. Taina mahach. We talk about the brayos like that. It says, tzine har bazel psula. And the kasha is, our mishnah says kasha, havanan tanan kshera. So make up your mind, it's apostle kasha. El shmamina ka abaya, shmamina. It's a right, the abaya, the difference. Two types of tzina arbarazel. One that reaches the top leaf, one's not reach top leaf. So the little vaita, finish up this gemara with tzina arbarazel. Veike the ramila mirma. Some bring down this memra by asking a steerer. They bring our mishnah, tanan, tzina arbarazel kshera, that the loving from arbarazel are kasha. But Tanya, the bride says apostle. So what's the answer to the steerer? Om abaya loy kasha. The case where it's kosher, where the leaf reaches the leaf on top of it. The other one, the leaf has not reached the leaf on top of it. Some say it's not a member of Amaram, it's a bride. So Tani Rav Amari Yechim and Zakai. Shtei Tamarais, just Agav, we brought Sinai Arbaz, we're showing that where you find these dates, date trees, the palm trees. Shtei Tamarais Yesh Begai Ben Hanam. There are two date trees that are standing in the area in the valley called Ben Hanum, for Allah Ashim name, and smoke comes up between them. Vezehu Shaninu, and these are the type of palm trees that we learned in our Mishnah, Tzine Harabaz Laksheiris. Vezui, in this place in Geba Hanum, is Pischa Shal Gehenim, is the opening of Gehenim. That's where the smoke is coming. Yeah, that's the opening of Gehenim. But just as point of reference, that's the type of trees we're talking about when we say Tzine Harabaz, it grows in other places also. But that's the type of love we are talking about, and these love my kosher as long as the bottom leaf reaches the leaf on top of it.